This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Have an announcement to make. We're not going to have Friday night fun night this coming Friday, nor will we have it in December. Y'all are going to be having so much fun, I don't think you can stand another day of it. So anyway, you might mark that on your calendar. Let's prepare ourselves this morning in our usual fashion. We'll have a few moments of silent prayer. The option of naming privately to God the Father any unconfessed sins, which ensures the filling of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be here this morning. We thank you for your mighty word and the grace system of perception whereby we can understand the whole realm of doctrine. Everything depends upon our desire to know you and your word. And you have furnished absolutely everything for us. We have your wonderful promises. We have the Holy Spirit. We have so many things to be thankful for. Now we pray that you will help us to focus as we partake of your word this morning. For we pray it in Christ's name. Amen. Last Sunday, we focused on having the capacity to appreciate. We focused on being thankful. And then later in the week, specifically on Friday, we had a demonstration of rank materialism. A seemingly insatiable lust for things, for stuff. Sorry, I got a fly from hell up here. You know the kind. That was my great beginning, and a little fly can ruin it. Well, he didn't ruin it. I want you to realize that there are such disparity between where we should be as a people and what is actually going on. I'm referring to what has come to be known as Black Friday. I think it's appropriately named. But before long, it appears that it may no longer be called Black Friday, but Black Thursday. Because the retailers just can't get enough people into their stores. And so there are some stores, by the way, that were already open on Thanksgiving, on Thursday. And there is a push to have this materialism consume the people all the more. Read an article that I have just a few paragraphs from. The title is Say Goodbye to Thanksgiving and Black Friday While You're At It. Retailers are wrecking holiday time for shoppers and shop workers alike. Yeah, there are people who